March 11, the charming Christian. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, Romans 12:10. We cannot set ourselves as a criterion to which others must conform. We will reveal a tenderness of heart and a whole-souled enthusiasm in promoting the happiness of all with whom we are connected. We have a duty to do in eliminating self from our plans and in feeling a personal responsibility to act as Christ would act in circumstances similar to those with which we are surrounded. Then we will impress the minds of others in such a way that God will be glorified. As followers of Christ, we should seek to make the most favorable impression upon the minds of all we have connection with, of the religion we profess, and to inspire noble thoughts. Some will be affected by our influence through time and through eternity. If we would teach others, we ourselves must daily learn lessons from Christ. There are some who do not comprehend the sacredness of the work of God. Those of the least ability, the most thoughtless, and even the indolent youth, especially demand our prayerful consideration. We need special wisdom to know how to help those who seem inconsiderate and thoughtless. Said David, "Thy gentleness hath made me great." 2 Samuel 22:36 and Psalm 18:35. In the work of applying ourselves to help others, we may gain most precious victories. We must devote ourselves with untiring zeal, with earnest fidelity, with self-denial, and with patience to the work of encouraging those who need to develop. Kind, encouraging words will do wonders. There are many who, if a constant, cheerful effort is put forth in their behalf, without fault-finding or continual chiding, will show themselves susceptible of improvement. We are to cooperate with the Lord Jesus in restoring the inefficient and the erring to intelligence and sacred purity. We are called by God to manifest an untiring, patient interest in the salvation of those who need divine polishing. God will not withhold wisdom from those who seek for it. He gives grace to one that he in turn may impart it to some other needy soul. Letter 94, March 11, 1905, to Sister Josephine Gottsen, a philanthropic Adventist widow.